Today is Sunday, the 21st of April, 2024. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our prayer team today is Minister Gatewood and Sarah, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sarah.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture this morning for the Minute with Master is taken from the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse, and it reads, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I really like the idea of coming boldly to God's throne of grace because I think about, I can do this because in God I'm complete and righteous. And Jesus made it possible for us to come boldly to him. We don't have to ask somebody else. We don't need a priest or somebody else to go to the throne. We can go to the throne ourselves and talk to God. So we don't have to worry with regret and feeling that you're inadequate. I know that I can come to God fearlessly because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. And when you think about it, you just say, how great is that, that you can come to God without fearing? We don't have to be held back by our sins, our shortcomings, our failures. Instead, we can believe in what Jesus did for us. While we were yet sinners, he died for us on the cross and made this all possible. We can experience his help, the help that God provides. So the next time you're feeling that you need help, realize that you can go to God anytime and anywhere. He's there and he's ready to help you with anything and everything that you need. So take comfort in the fact that you've got his grace and you can go boldly to him at his throne where you can get his grace and mercy in your time of need. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. For Leela J., she has been released from the hospital and placed in a rehab center. We pray for her appetite to return and for her kidneys and entire body to be made whole. For Jeremiah, 8 years old, Robin's grandson. He was hit by a car yesterday. We thank God for protecting him from major harm. We pray for the soreness to be kept under control by the Almighty God, and for the Lord to continue to protect him from danger. For Michelle R.T. of New Jersey, we pray for all to go well and for her to have a full recovery. For those preaching this morning, we pray for a fresh anointing, a bold, powerful word, and for the gospel to bear fruit. For those attending worship service today, we lift you to be empowered as the word goes forth and overtaken by the Spirit of God. Those with a cloud of uncertainty looming over their head, we pray for an extra dose of faith for those who doubt God will come to your rescue. For those among us who are mentally ill, we pray for our minds to be regulated, for bodies to be in good health, and for spirits to be revived. For those who have given up hope that their prayers will be answered, we pray God replenishes your faith and grants you the power to wait on him. For hate groups, we pray for them to be dissolved and for a season of peace to be ushered into the land. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray your faith is increased, what you are believing for God is granted, and for peace to surround you. We continue to lift up those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of the troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, delivered for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed Sunday.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we all come today to say thank you. Father God, you allowed us to wake up this morning and to see a new day. Then, God, you gave us brand new mercy. And, God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough. Father God, you've been good. You've been kind. You've been merciful. You've been great. You are an old-time God. Yes, he is. And, God, I come today to say thank you. For all that have not, will not, say thank you on this day, God. I come today to say thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace, for being a sovereign God, for loving us, God. I just come today to just to say thank you for loving us, God, despite of us. God, thank you. When we were disobedient, God, I come today to say thank you for forgiving us of our sins, God. I come today to say thank you. God is good, believers. Danger seen and unseen, he cover us. He put a shield. He stopped danger. Any threat that is against us when we in the world, he watches over us, our children, our unsaved family members. He watches over them. God, I come today to say thank you. Just for being the God that you are, God, thank you. Just for being the God that you are, God, I come today to say thank you. We all have had trials and tribulations. We had ups and downs. We had disappointments in life. We had bereavement, hardship in our lives. Thought we weren't going to make it. We wanted to throw in the towel. We wanted to just give up. We seen no way out. But by the grace of God, today we made it. We are here to testify that we made it. We all got a testimony. Share your testimony with somebody. God is good. God is kind. He's merciful. God is great. He show up unexpectedly. He show up. And when he show up, he show out. He shows up. He's a God that is here, he's there, he's everywhere. He shows up right at the nick of time. God shows up before you throw in the towel. God shows up before you fall. God shows up. He'll show up. Keep your hope alive. Keep your faith. Don't give up. Grab one hand and hold the other hand, and you hold on to that hand. You hold on to God. You hold on to what you believe in. Help is on the way. Your prayer is going to be answered. A blessing is coming. A door is going to open. All you got to do is hold on. I trust God. With all I have within me, I trust God. Don't never let your faith weary. Just trust God. In the midst of the storm, trust God, knowing that you're going to come out. In the midst of a situation, trust God, knowing at the end that you're going to win. Just trust God. Lord, I'm going through right now, but I believe in my heart, knowing my soul today, without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you're going to work it out for me. You're going to heal me. You're going to deliver me, God. You're going to set me free, because whom the Son set free, you are free indeed. Hold on. Don't give up. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong. It's given to the one that endureth to the end. We are endurers. We're going to make it. We are winners. We will never lose. We serve a God. All we got to do is call him up. Believe in our heart what we are praying for, and it shall be given unto us. That's the kind of God that we serve. God is good. And God, I come today just to say thank you, God, for every prayer request that was made known. Those who have not yet submitted a prayer request that holds so near and dear to their heart, I come to tell you, God knows. God knows. He's going to work it out. And your favor, God, is going to turn it around just for you. God is going to open the door just for you. He's going to do it. Because what God has for us is for us. Can't no one take away what God has for us. It's on the way. And you can believe that. It's on the way. I trust God. I have no doubt in my mind. I trust God. He's the way. The truth and the life. He's the way. Trust him. And God, I pray for everyone on this call on today. Always keep your head up. Always square your shoulders. Always keep a smile on your face. Always love everybody. And always love yourself. God is good. And then, God, I thank you for Sunday morning, God. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us give him praises. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. God is good. And God, I pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I ask that thou will continue, O God, to use us. Continue, O God, to shape us. Continue, O God, to mold us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us high in you, O God. We will never look for glory under no praises, because it all belongs to you, O God. And it's in Jesus' name today I do pray. Amen and amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen, and thank you, Minister Gatewood. A recording of today's session will be posted at PrinceMinistries.com. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Sunday morning. Goodbye.